proclamation number 6419 dated the December 8, 1955. Possession. Time and again the human being has to envisage himself as being influenced by good and by evil forces, both of which want to win his soul. However, you have to take account of being influenced by spiritual forces if your thoughts are directed towards the truth. The human being's will is free, and yet the said influence can be extraordinarily strong if the person's characteristics resemble those of the being influencing him. You have to understand it like this. Every person is more or less encumbered by instincts or characteristics from his previous embodiment, and thus he more or less is to fight against them, because he can overcome or discard them if he seriously wants to do so. But these burdening human inclinations can also offer similar spiritual beings the opportunity to slip in. Then such a spiritual force will be able to control the human being's soul, which you humans describe as possession. However, if this succeeds, the soul will be relieved of its responsibility as it more or less makes it impossible for the soul to use its free will, for the former will is stronger and determines the person's action, which need not be the soul's will. In that case, free will is thus seemingly cancelled out even though it has not been removed from the being. It just cannot be used in the stage which is to serve the soul's test of will. Hence the will of a being which cannot be held responsible in an earthly way because it is inaccessible has to be taken into account. The person himself, however, is not responsible either since he is being controlled. Why and to what purpose this is permitted cannot be made understandable to you humans in a few words, for even in the kingdom of the lower spirits there are laws which are always adhered to and which are also based on free will. Yet against my will or my permission these beings would be unable to make use of a human being's body, and occasionally their redemption even depends on it, because these forces, too, can improve themselves if they are willing to do so, just as very special reasons can justify such a permission on my part. And then the actual human soul understandably cannot be held responsible, but it will be offered the opportunity to make up for the time it was deprived of to test its free will, in many cases even still during its earthly life if it is possible to dispel this spirit. Which is certainly possible with the right attitude towards me and true faith in me. But then people will have to assist, for these spiritual beings don't easily relinquish their domination over the body, but they can be induced to do so with the solemn call upon Jesus Christ, the name of the one who defeated my adversary can certainly accomplish the act of salvation but it has to be spoken in absolute faith. So that I can then command this spirit to leave its human shell. The forces from below will be manifestly active during the last days, and they will take possession of many bodies, but only if the previous time of development has passed without having gained the soul sufficient maturity so that it is unable to defend itself against this possession. Because it does not offer the necessary traits which permit evil forces to enter them. But their time is fulfilled. Even the soul's lack of maturity allows for an embodiment as a human being, to still offer either him or even such a spiritual force an opportunity to be redeemed before the end. The soul itself will hardly reach the goal. Yet it is not impossible if fellow human beings take care of such a soul and help deliver it from its tormentor. This is why a mission can also be recognized here, an act of help in which people will be able to take part in which, as a compassionate act of neighborly love, will result in considerable blessings. Where a person's will is more or less bound, the will of fellow human beings has to extremely strongly endeavor to achieve his deliverance, and if this happens in merciful love, it will also be successful. Love will achieve much with people like that, because either the demon will be favorably affected by it and change its will, or its stay in the human form will become so uncomfortable that it will leave, because it shuns love. Love is the only strength capable of redeeming both a person like that as well as a demon sheltering within him, for love will always be victorious. Amen.